This past Sunday afternoon and evening, we had our Covenant Annual Congregational Council. This annual meeting is a time to look back at the year that has passed and look forward to the year to come. I can't tell you how grateful I am for the time we had together. I'll talk about what I think made it so special in this Covenant Weekly for February 25th, 2025. Listen to the words of Psalm 133, a song for pilgrims ascending to Jerusalem, a psalm of David. How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, that ran down his beard and into the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. And there the Lord has pronounced his blessing, even life everlasting. Covenant is a diverse group of people. When voting happens over the next week, folks from Covenant will cast ballots for very different parties, or not cast ballots at all. We have diverse economic situations and perspectives. Our musical tastes aren't all the same. Some of us cheer for rival sports franchises. Our food tastes don't all agree. Our perspectives on some deeply personal, social, and theological issues are varied. But at our meeting last night, I was reminded of the beauty of unity around the person and way of Jesus that we try to embody. There were people there who have been a part of Covenant from day one, and others who have been among us for less than a year. And we were together, not just in the same space, but in the same heart and mind. Joel set the tone beautifully with his words of introduction. Questions were asked with curiosity and interest. Opinions were expressed with love, and others sought to understand them. The highlight for me was passing around the mic and hearing from each other about what we have seen and experienced at Covenant over the past year, for which we thank God. What came out as different voices shared wasn't uniformity. It wasn't that we are all the same. It was harmony. To lean into the musical metaphor, despite our differences in pitch, tone, and timbre, we are all working to sing from the same song sheet. And when that happens, the result is beautiful. I think this beauty was captured powerfully in the closing prayers. To finish, we had three people pray for us as a church through the remainder of 2025. The prayers represented those who have been here from the beginning, those who have been here for a good long time, and those who are quite new. Each prayer has different experiences and backgrounds, but the simplicity, humility, and honesty in their prayers help unite us all in surrender to and in partnership with God as we continue through this year. Thanks to each one who participated last night, and thanks to each one who wasn't able to be there but is a crucial part of our Covenant family. May we continue to follow our conductor. And as we each seek to sing in a way that harmonizes with the divine, we will continue to sing together in harmony. And may we continue to invite others to join in the song. Just a couple of reminders of some things coming up at Covenant over the next few weeks. First, we have 2 weeks left in our Sunday Sessions video series about a centered set church. Those weeks will happen on Sundays, March 9th and March 23rd. Due to our irregular schedule and a snow day, there have been some missed sessions. If you're interested in joining us for the final two sessions, you can find links to the first three videos on the event page at covenantchurch.ca. These links will only be available up until March 9th, but before then, feel free to use them to catch up. Second, our Growing Interpersonal Skills Day with Paul Kiss is coming up on March 22nd. We need confirmation of attendance by March 12th. So we can get you further information, arrange food, and let Paul know so he can have enough materials printed and prepared. Visit the event page at covenantchurch.ca for more information and to register. The code GIS discount will get you 50% off. The code GIS free will allow you to register at no cost. I'm looking forward to these learning times together. May you be aware of God's presence and good gifts this week. God bless. Go in peace.